brought to you by FastFlight, your complete aircraft management software at an affordable price, all in one place. See us at fast-flight.com. And by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. Evolution delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots, and it's truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest from XMWX Satellite Weather in Sun and Fun Booth C24.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2012. I'm in the booth of Delta Hawk, which even the folks at Delta Hawk called one of the world's longest developmental projects. And I'm with Dennis Webb, who's going to give us an update on that. How's the project going, Dennis?
Well, it's going very well. And per your introduction, it has been one of the world's largest development projects. There's no doubt about that. The result of really unrelenting keeping to the values that we want the engine to be, along with sometimes short of funds. But we've gotten past those hurdles and made extraordinary progress. I know in recent years people get tired of hearing that we're about there, but I think I can say in all full confidence we are now about there. So.
Now, every time I come here, the engine looks a little different, mm-hmm. and it looks a little different this mm-hmm. time too. So what mm-hmm. are some of the changes?
For the most part, we've been going through our FAA endurance testing, along with getting production suppliers versus R&D suppliers is what you have in the initial part of engine development. So bringing production suppliers in and then going through FAA testing, you find some parts you're not happy with here and there, and that's what's been the, you know, the main thing with keeping us from shipping engines. But we're very close, and by the time we ship engines, we have a really solid engine. It's exciting.
And where are you with flight testing? What's flying and what kind of hours?
Total hours, I don't have that right with me, but a few hundred hours total. Of course, we've had our velocity flying since 03. We've been on a couple of military programs I can't talk about. And then we are working with a number of quite well-known general aviation OEs, both certified and experimental around the world. Most of those are just about ready to begin flight testing programs right now.
And one of those, according to the booth here, is Lopresti?
That's correct. Okay. And the final engine installation is being done there at Lopresti's facility in Vero Beach. Now we're working on the finalization of the systems engineering, the cowling and so forth. So it'll be flying later this year.
When this engine emerges to ship to customers, will it be an experimental engine or a certified engine?
Our initial shipments will be experimental. However, we're not going to ship experimental engines for general release until it is the same product that is being FAA certified. It's just that the paperwork won't be done yet. But we're not going to ship any engines to the general public unless it's the same pieces and parts as the certified product will be.
And when would you anticipate that certified product being available?
The certified product, I can say with high confidence, certainly we've said that before, and I know you're laughing, and I am too, but seriously.
I'm laughing with you, not at you.
I understand. It seems to be aviation in general, but certainly we're guilty. I certainly highly expect certification in 2012.
And what kind of output do you think the certified engine will have in terms of horsepower and mm-hmm. fuel specifics?
Our initial certification engines, 180 horsepower engines, fuel specifics will be 0.34 to 0.38, depending upon the regime of power. An important point, though, and we think it's important, and we mean Delta Hawk, but probably the diesel engine community needs to educate the flying public about horsepower. Horsepower doesn't move airplanes. Torque doesn't move airplanes. Thrust move airplanes. And what we found is that on a horsepower per horsepower comparison, you get a lot more thrust out of our engine versus the equivalent gasoline engine. It has to do with the amount of torque available and therefore the type of prop you can put on it. So 180 horsepower engine is not 180 horsepower per engine when it comes to gas versus diesel and how you actually fly an aircraft.
Maybe it's a good opportunity to elucidate on that a little bit, because we saw that in the Thielert engines, of course. They only had 135 horsepower, but they had pretty good thrust.
Right.
And what is it about the diesel that's different? It certainly has a different a torque curve than a gasoline engine does, but how does that play into the power and thrust requirements for an airplane?
Well, I think the most part of it is because the diesels have got a fairly flat and predictable torque curve. It just kind of goes all the way up the RPM range. If you look at the torque curve of a gasoline engine, you'll see it's a very, very sharp peak. It's max torque at one, very narrow horsepower range, where diesels, even at 1,800 RPM, you're making tons of torque. And I realize tons is not an engineering term, but it has to do, we believe, which is the way that the whole torque curve on a diesel. I mean, a John Deere 38 horsepower tractor can pull how many rows of a plow? It's just that's the nature of a diesel. And so that torque means you can turn into a more of aggressive propeller, and that turns into thrust. And thrust is what moves airplanes.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to seeing more in the engine when it emerges. Look forward to flying it, too.
Great. We'll be happy to take you up. We've got a couple of exciting development projects with partners besides the SR20 project underway. And, Paul, we'd love to invite you for a test flight. So.
Thanks a lot. We've been speaking with Dennis Webb of Delta Hawk Engines. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2012. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Fast Flight, your complete aircraft management software. At an affordable price, all in one place. See us at fast-flight.com. And by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. Evolution delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots, and it's truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest from XMWX Satellite Weather in Sun and Fun booth C24.